not really a follower of politicians or intellectuals as such. I am interested in archaeology from people like Graham Hancock, Andrew Collins, Robert Bouval, David Roll. There is as much undiscovered, at least as we know. I used to really listen to Fall Asleep to Late Night Radio. I used to sometimes record and cut them up, and I've been able to have interactions with different people to a certain degree. There's a guy called Tom Grant, who is an ex-law enforcement professional. He was involved in a couple of high-level cases. I had an interaction with him. Dr. Melba Ketchum, a couple of high-level court cases, some other stuff. I feel for everybody today, whether to accept what is being told to you, whether to challenge it, and how much of that equation is made up of social bonds, social conformity. That social media tends to show those things. It does to my eye, anyway. The conversations that people are having are the ones that are typically laid out for them to have. People tend to argue or discuss the points that are rolled out in front of them, rather than, because you're being shown it, so it's something that you can see and engage with. It's rarer for people to be able to develop constructs outside of what has already been given. An example of that might be, say, with COVID-19, or not, say an oil company or a pharmaceutical company or a very powerful multinational that has a bigger annual turnover than a small country has GDP. How do companies like that react when they're threatened? Because a country can go to war. They have a military, they can engage in a kinetic war, or they can have a trade embargo. How does a big pharmaceutical company act when they are put at threat, or a big oil company or a military development company? And what are the results of that? What would result if there were free energy sources? If there was such an ability to produce energy for free, how would that affect the power structures in the world? Over the last 50 years, a lot of conflicts have involved natural resources. Oil, you know, the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, rare earth minerals, or the perceived problem with fossil fuels at the moment. So if that problem was already solved, but not revealed, so we might say, well, why would that be? How could it be possible that a problem like that could already be solved but not revealed? If those areas of science were walled off, that they weren't open to the public, then there could be actually valid reasons why a government might do that. So if you could give everybody on the earth the power to destroy, how likely is it that one of those people would do it if you make those technologies available to them? And that is really the end. It's like a tic-tac-toe. It's the end game, because technology never stops developing. So you would have to assume that on the parabola, the exponential curve, that all the scientists who engage in philosophizing about this see that at some point those technologies will be developed. There are those who say or present that the things that are seen as UFOs are in fact military technology. Military is usually the, or whatever the technology is, the military application will often be the first one to see it. Like the GPS system, Global Satellite Positioning System, was released to corporations and the public for their use under Bill Clinton, his presidency. That was a military door that opened to allow that. And you say, well, you know, the American government and military industrial complex allowed that technology to be used for people, GPS, satellite positioning all over the world. What is their interest in doing that? Were they just being charitable? Or is there, are the benefits just in favour of the power and control of that particular government? I mean, everybody knows, everybody's gone to work their bank account or log time in for their jobs in a portal and said, why does this system work like this? Why is it so difficult to navigate? People who give a shit or just care. But the story hasn't finished yet. Sometimes you have to wait and see how things are developed before you really know what's going to happen. Because some things will come out that will make it easier in retrospect to understand.